Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill LaFave. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill LaFave. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Case. Batting second, the third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third, the center fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tabor. Farrell moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes bunts in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFave strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haynes moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haynes moves to third. Case moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Case scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Gelbert reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Bill LaFave. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. Finney reaches second base with a double. Tabor goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finney moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finney scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Welage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Estilella moves to third. Gelbert moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Wright reaches second base with a double. Estilella scores. Gelbert scores. Bloodworth moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-3 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Pritchard now playing first base. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards first. Pritchard fields it and throws to third for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch runs for Joe Hebbing. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr bunts towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peacock moves to third. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Welage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Peacock scores. Nonnenkamp moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Emerson Dickman now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Sam West pinch hits for Johnny Wellage. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Case scores. One out. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.